This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here, football Sunday of the final regular season week of the season. Patriots taking on the Dolphins, a 4:25 kickoff from Gillette Stadium. If you're on your way down there, want to chime in, we got room for you here at 617-779-7937. Getting your tailgate on early again, wear layers, it's cold out there, and we hope that this is going to be a nice finish to the season, a chance for the Patriots, a slim chance, but a chance nonetheless for them to land the number one seed. Going to need some help from the Chargers, who won't have any of their starters playing, going up against the Denver Broncos, who also very much would like to keep their stranglehold there on the number one seed. And with that in mind, the Patriots taking this game here after what was a largely drama-free season, really. I mean, you had the Christian Gonzalez injury. He was out for like the first month. You had a couple of injuries here and there. You had Diggs in the offseason with the boat and the bag of drugs, and that was basically it. You didn't have a lot of real legitimate drama on or off the field for the most part. The Patriots were winning games. They were steamrolling all these teams, and great stories being written about the potential MVP votes and coach of the year and offensive rookie of the year for Travion Henderson. Everything really seemed to be going very well. And then in the last 2 weeks, a smattering of injuries last week was the beginning of it. And then this week, of course, allegations against Steph Diggs and against Christian Barmore, charges being brought for domestic violence in the case of Barmore and in the case of Diggs, felony strangulation against his live-in chef. For Barmore, it was with a woman he had a relationship and I think a child with, and that was one that happened back over the summer. The team knew about it because she used the car service in order to get out of that situation. The car took her all the way to Delaware, and the team has known about that. We heard some responses here from players. We heard the responses from Mike Vrabel, and we talked about it with Tom E. Kern. We'll just sort of reset on this right now. This is a team that's built through talent, obviously. I mean, they spent a lot of money in the offseason to bring in free agents, and they did draft some good players. So the talent has certainly increased. But when you ask the average person and most people who follow this team, what's the biggest difference? It's the culture. It's the culture. It's the attitude. It's the locker room. It's the camaraderie. It's all of these things that have been lacking in the last years of Bill Belichick, certainly lacking last year with Gerard Mayo, and now seem to be about as strong as they've ever been. And I think for a team that's built and takes such pride in that aspect of what they do and how they do it, something like this, I mean, they were national news. They've been national news this week. Two guys in 2 days getting in trouble and getting charged here for not the exact same thing, but a similar awful thing. And now here we are, final game of the regular season, the playoffs right on the doorstep. Does this Patriots team have what it takes to sort of, I don't want to say compartmentalize, because I feel like that, I don't know, that kind of lessens the allegations and how serious they are. But in terms of, you know, focusing on football and finishing the season strong and going into the postseason with a team that prides itself so much on its chemistry and its character, how does this factor in?
From the outside, I'll say that it looks like, at least in the Stephon Diggs situation, there is an attempt from the team to kind of galvanize themselves, you know, saying that these are allegations. The statement that the Patriots put out saying that we support Stephon, in particular, used the word accusations. And I thought that that was an interesting word choice by the team to put in a written statement, that these are accusations against Stephon Diggs. When I look at it in terms of the possibility of a real distraction and that impacting the football played on the field, what I think about is just that Stephon Diggs is certainly the leader and in the wide receiver room, and everybody goes as he goes. And so if Stephon Diggs individually is distracted and his production is off, then I think there could be a trickle down effect, especially if he's just not the weapon that he's been for most of the year, that would impact the rest of the wide receivers, particularly the younger wide receivers who follow him very strongly. But the entire team overall, I don't think it's going to be like this huge issue for the team's focus when they're preparing for another team.
Yeah, I mean, you even pointed out earlier today, like how Stephon Diggs was breaking down huddles at practice and stuff, and so I don't expect it to create too much chaos for this team, like internally. I think they're going to move past it. Like, I think that the message from the coach seems pretty clear, and I think that the players are going to respond.
So long as there's not another shoe to drop. If there's another shoe to drop, then it starts to seem like, hey, like, does the team have a grasp of what's going on here? But that's not the situation we're in right now.
No, it's certainly not. And there was a situation like this last year with Jabril Peppers, mm-hmm. and I think the jury went for a half hour before they came back and said not guilty. And, you know, that was clearly, I mean, that was an awful allegation there too. They found drugs on him. She said that she threw him out the door and she was naked and all this stuff. I mean, it was a lot of bad details in there. It went to court and they overwhelmingly believed him and didn't believe her. And that was that. And that's not to say that that's exactly what's happening here, but it does go to show that these are allegations and, you know, everybody's innocent and presumed guilty or presumed innocent until found guilty. And this is another example of that. Now, we're going to have court dates for both of these guys coming up here. I think one of them got pushed back, right? Because one of them was supposed to be right before the Super Bowl.
Stephon Diggs is his arraignment is 2 days before the AFC Championship game. They're working to try to push that back.
It hasn't been pushed back yet.
I honestly haven't seen any updates about it. I would be surprised because it's the weekend. So there would be
2 days before the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, to say they'll just get past it, I guess it depends on how far they go. You know, like if they make it to the AFC Championship game and then all of a sudden Diggs has his court date and, you know, some explosive piece of evidence comes out, you know, like that doesn't mean it'll just go away.
But they're also trying to push it even farther back to after the football season.
Sure.
Yep. So
if
they can. And I think, you know, a lot of times the NFL tries to push things to the offseason and or the beginning of the season to get them taken care of and keep them away from the playoffs when everybody is watching their sport.
I will tell you this, Steph Diggs, I would bet, is not going to be distracted. I've played with guys that had more stuff going on off the field, and you would think for the average person, their life professionally would be, you know, miserable. They couldn't come to work with all the stuff they had going on at home. But I played with so many guys that are able to just put that to the side. They come to work. You would never know that they were having a bad day kind of thing. And so I don't get the sense that Steph is going to be distracted. Both players are playing. They're not right there. So yeah. I think that kind of makes it feel like nothing's really changed because of that. And the news, there's new news all the time, more now than there's ever been. I just think it was such a big story. And Megan, I was listening the day the story broke, and I was thinking, man, you know, I've always liked being on when days like that, but then like you got to be on it a second day and it's like, okay, I got to do this again. It's not fun. But the story, the story's already kind of come and gone, and the team's got, playoff aspirations. It will die down. It's not going to be as big of a story as maybe it would have been if the team was falling apart or was at a different time in the schedule. So I don't think it's going to have as much of an impact as people might think.
The only thing that I'll say to that, and I'm curious your opinion on this side of it, Ted, is that we talked all year about how the sum is greater than the individual parts of this team and how much of it was chemistry. We've heard guys like Kalavon Chasen talk about how close this locker room is. Stephon Diggs said it's like one of the best locker rooms he's ever been in. And so I do wonder, like, if we put so much credence into that side of it when it's working, why don't we put as much when there's other stuff happening off the field? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. if you told me, well, it's going to be okay football-wise because this locker room is so close and is so bonded that it's going to take something much more, then I understand that. I just don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to pick and choose when the intangibles matter with this team.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, you know, Ray Lewis, he had his whole thing, and then he won the Super Bowl. So, like, that's not, it doesn't always have, like, a big
what
negative.
Whole thing?
Ray Lewis?
No, I'm kidding.
Baltimore right there. Maryland. But, yeah, I think that's, you know, that's just one instance. There's been plenty of other ones. And the Patriots are no strangers to off-the-field controversy. I mean, they're just not. You were just talking about, you know, being on the air for that stuff. You and I were on the air for one of the Patriots controversies. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
In Jupiter, Florida. So, like, you know, it's not like this is something that's unusual for this organization.
No, not at all. And I will say this. The one thing that I could see maybe being different, and this is, I don't know about Barmore's whatever fiance or the mother of his child that made the accusations, what her relationship was with other wives on the team. Like, it, you know, that you know, it's not just the players are not just close, but a lot of the families are close. And so I don't know. It could impact the dynamic of that a little bit and change things a little bit. But that would be the only thing I could see really being impacted, at least until we get more information.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to the phones here. Dave's in Connecticut has an opinion on all of this. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, just to elaborate a little bit on that case, I was a detective for a lot of years. I worked major crime. And, you know, when Tom comes on, you know, just something trying to call my attention, he says that, you know, people won't make up these elaborate stories in these cases. I can tell you from my experience that that's not true at all. I mean, I had numerous cases where stuff even more serious than that. I had alleged sexual assault. Some girl didn't want her man that she fell in love with to leave port. So she went through this elaborate ruse, and then we finally got her to admit it, that she made it up because she's in love. And so there's a lot of things that are at play, especially the Steph Diggs case. Now, that case there, one thing that kind of caught my attention in the affidavit was the girl said she had marks on her, and yet she didn't take pictures. There's no physical evidence to prove what she's saying. So a lot of these cases, you got to let it play out in court, man, because, you know, these guys could very well be innocent or they could be guilty, but nobody knows until you know, that time comes. So
yeah,
I give the guys the benefit of the doubt. That's all.
All right. Thanks, Dave. And listen, I mean, I think, you know, in this country, that's what you do. You know, someone's accused of something, someone's charged with something. They have the presumption of innocence. And that was one thing about that, because with Barmore, it sounds like there was pictures taken. It sounds like there was a lot more tying this to the team, even with the car mm-hmm. service and sort of all of that. Whereas with Diggs, it's he said, she said, and that's all it is. There's some text messages, but there's no physical stuff. There's no pictures. There was none of that other stuff there. They didn't get the team involved. Like, none of that really happened. So I think that there are, and that could be, Ted, as you said earlier, why they are two separate and very different responses from the team for both allegations. Diggs, the response to Diggs and the response to Barmore were very different.
Yes, and so that, you know, right, categorically, Steph Diggs denies that he did what he's being accused of, and you did not get that same categorical denial from Christian Barmore. So that is very true, and so it's. But again, no arrests were made. Accusations, both players are playing. I don't have a problem with that. Then the NFL doesn't have a problem with that, but we'll see how it goes moving forward.
Okay. With that in mind, we have lots to get to here still, including the top Ted list, which will be coming your way in just a moment. But before we get to that, here's Chris Scheim to get you caught up on what's trending.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Your New England Patriots are welcoming in the Miami Dolphins this afternoon. Kickoff is at 4:25. We had two Saturday games yesterday. The Buccaneers held on to beat the Panthers 16-14. They now wait for the result of the Falcons-Saints game to see who wins the NFC South. When the Seahawks beat the Niners 13-3 last night, they became the winners of the NFC West and the number one seed in the NFC. In the 1 o'clock window today, we have Saints at Falcons, Browns at Bengals, Packers at Vikings, Cowboys at Giants, Titans at Jaguars, and Colts at Texans. Arcan, you had said we have the Saints-Falcons game here on WEEI?
No, we have Titans. We have the Titans.
Titans-Jaguars.
Titans-Jaguars. Yeah.
Titans-Jaguars right here on WEEI that you can tune into at 1 o'clock. In the 4 o'clock window today, we've got Jets at Bills, Lions at Bears, Chargers at Broncos, Chiefs at Raiders, Cardinals at Rams, and Commanders at Eagles. On Sunday Night Football, we've got the Baltimore Ravens in Pittsburgh taking on Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers with the AFC North division title on the line. Kickoff is at 8:20. You can get the live action of the game following the Six Rings postgame show right here on WEEI. In non-football news, the Celtics crushed the Clippers 146-115 yesterday as Jaylen Brown dropped 50 points in the win. They'll welcome in the Bulls to the Garden tomorrow night. The Bruins beat the Canucks 3-2 in overtime last night. They'll continue their West Coast road trip in Seattle on Tuesday. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
.com.
Football Sunday here, WEEI. Before we get to the top 10 list, Mike Reese had something in his piece this morning.
Yes, Efton Chisholm.
It wasn't Efton Chisholm. It was at the very bottom. It was almost down at the bottom, and it just sort of got me thinking. He says, did you know the Patriots, the Bears, the Jaguars, Seahawks, and 49ers all have qualified for the playoffs after missing the playoffs last year? That continues a streak of 36 straight seasons going back to 1990. Before you even got drafted, that at least four teams every year have qualified for the playoffs after failing to do so the year before. And the reason why that stuck out to me is because for the Patriots in particular, I'm not going to talk about these other teams, but for the Patriots, four wins with Belichick at the end. Mayo comes in 4 years. You got your third coach in 3 years. it really didn't seem like this was possible. Like, it didn't seem, forget like 14 wins or third or whatever they're going to finish with. It didn't seem like the playoffs were possible to me anyway. And you guys may, I know you thought differently about it, Ted, before the season started, but like, I thought, okay, you know, you get in ruts sometimes. Yeah, there's teams that turn it around. The Texans a couple years ago, the Commanders last year. There's teams that turn it around and have like a nice flip there, but this team doesn't have the infrastructure. It's a new, another new coach, another new coordinator, new everything again. They're going to need at least a year or two before they get their bearings and kind of hit their stride. And instead, they hit their stride in like week three and have never really turned back. And that I think is probably the most impressive part of this whole season, that they're part of that group, considering what the previous couple of years were like, because it seemed like they were still crashing, and now they're not anymore.
It feels like it's a credit a lot to the quarterback and then the coaching staff. Like, that was the two big things to me. Last year, there was not a legitimate NFL professional coaching staff in this building. This year, it is littered.
So true.
It is littered with head coaching experience at positions like the offensive line coach, not just the head coach and the coordinators, but even as far down as the offensive line coach, the passing game coordinator was at one time an interim head coach. Like, these guys all have head coaching experience in the NFL, which I think is such a night and day difference from what it used to be. And then on top of it, the quarterback is remarkably talented. I think the combination of the two just proved that, like, you can turn around a franchise in a heartbeat.
It's the quarterback's the biggest, like, I don't want to say surprise, because we saw him doing things that was, he just wasn't the game, they weren't winning games. Yep. And then the training camp, Drake never flashed in training camp. Never did you go, oh, did you see him in yesterday's practice? Omega, you were there almost every day. Like, just, and then it felt like there was information coming out of, you know, the Patriots kind of, hey, maybe we need to temper our expectations a little bit. Like, they were even sending signals out that they were a little bit worried about what the team was going to, look like. I thought they won the offseason when they brought in Mike. And I'm a big believer in going out and getting a lot of middle class, white collar, just solid football players to kind of wash out the old with the new, with these new guys. And they were very aggressive in pre-agency, very similar to what the Commanders did last year. And so I knew that they brought in guys that they identified in free agency that were going to come in, be good culture guys, and be good players, not world beaters, but just solid football players. So I knew they would have a bounce back, but I didn't see Drake being this good,
this fast. Yeah.
Right. So that's the biggest surprise for me. Not that Mike's turned the culture around, not that they have a good solid group of free agents, but that Drake May is this good, this fast.
I would say that ahead of the season, I was like the 8-9 win range. And I thought, okay, you're going to be like fringe, maybe wild card team. We'll see. That's kind of where the ceiling is. And thought Drake could be a top 12 quarterback. And so, of course, this exceeds those expectations. What I was thinking about this morning was covering the ceremony of unveiling the Tom Brady statue and the way that felt in the moment of going, oh, God. They're going to be doing this for like years, aren't they? They're going to be finding some gimmick to trot everybody back down to Foxborough to remember the glory days. And
this will be the joy we get as Patriots fans.
Yeah,
crap like
this. This is going to be so bad. And not like the team's going to be so bad, but we're never going to have any sense of that golden statue god quarterback again. And so, look, for next year and the year after that, are you going to see numbers like this from Drake May again? Probably not. I mean, look, I'm not like trying to throw cold water on it. There's got to be when you look at the opponents that are now settling out for next year, what your schedule is going to be, it's going to look statistically like some kind of regression. But for what you have this year compared to what it felt like on the day when they were unveiling that statue with the weird little head, you're like, we never thought it would be this.
But don't worry, the stats won't be like better because the team is going to be much better.
Yeah,
100%. That running game is not going to be that bad in the first half of the season next year. It just won't be.
That's right. And they won't be better because they're going to be playing better opponents, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, don't we all kind of feel like the cat that ate the canary when you kind of think like, okay, we got a 10-12 year run here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
as long
because
as you got Drake.
We're watching Drake May, and he's this good this year. He's not even at his ceiling. He's not even close.
He's just starting.
And you just said top starting. 12. What is? Where do you put Drake May right now? As far as top tier quarterback,
probably top three. Yeah. Probably top three.
That's from a non-Patriots fan, by the way. That's how good he's been.
And I think you're absolutely right. Like, I think you're crazy to think that he's out of the top five. He's definitely top five. I think he's, you can make an argument, he's the second best.
After Josh Allen. It's like Josh Allen, Drake May. Yeah. He's on that tier. At the very least, right, it's Josh Allen has been playing quarterback better than anybody on the planet for a couple years now, it feels like. And then you go down to the next tier, and it's like you have to put Mahomes there because of just what he's done in the past. I know he's hurt right now, but he'll come back. And then Stafford and May, and like he is in that conversation in that tier with the Lamar Jacksons of the world because those guys have all kind of come down to earth a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, they certainly have. All right, without any further ado, let's get to it. It's time for my favorite segment on the radio, the Top Ted List.
Top 10 list.
All right, for the uninitiated, the top 10 list is very simple. Shime, Mego, and I are going to fire questions at Ted, and he's going to answer them as best he can, or he's going to storm off angrily. We haven't had that happen yet, but I'm hoping maybe in week 17 this will be the day.
Ooh, okay.
All right, so here we go, Ted. First question. What is the biggest reason that the Dolphins, who were a good team, a playoff team 2 years ago, what's the biggest reason that they've fallen off these last 2 years?
I think it's the owner, Steven Ross. I mean, he's 110 years old, I think. So I don't think he knows what he's doing. The last 10 years or so, 11 years, they had Chris Greer as their general manager. They let him go midway through this season. I think Chris was a big problem. But the owner just doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to kind of mold that team to be a winner. I mean, he's kind of like Mark Davis in the sense that he just kind of he's listening to the wrong people. He brings guys in. He doesn't have the patience, and he just doesn't know good football people. And so the Dolphins will be, I think, bad for a long time.
Okay.
Ted, I assume you saw the Alex Earl Tom Brady videos that have been making the rounds. What do you think Alex Earl and Tom Brady are a match made in heaven, or do you think this is another Tom Brady fling?
I need to know a little bit more about Alex. Do you see her as someone who is needy? Does she need the attention, or is she just as driven professionally as Tom is?
Well, she is an influencer.
She's a TikToker, right?
Instagram, TikTok, the whole nine.
Was she dating Braxton Berrios?
She was. They broke up.
Yeah.
I think my favorite
video.
If you're
Braxton Berrios, are you like, all right,
Well, it's kind of weird that you would go from Braxton Berrios to Tom Brady. That's quite the leap.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part of the videos, though, was the, hey, Tom, your flashlight's on in his back pocket. Did you see that one?
Oh, God.
So good. Yeah. Oh. He had his, the phone flashlight on. It was in his back pocket. It was tremendous.
Tom, your ass is glowing.
But St. Barts, too, like, that's one of the most insane places ever. If you ever get a chance to go, it's a lot of fun. So.
We woke up to more snow this morning, so I just got to ask you, Ted. When you were a player, did you enjoy playing in the snow?
I more than enjoyed it. I absolutely loved it. It's my favorite conditions: mud, wet, snow. I love it. I love playing in the snow. I played in against Iowa State in the snow, Nebraska in the snow, Kansas in the snow. It's snow games in the NFL, not as much, but it was my favorite way to play because it made the game obviously a little bit more predictable. And it became more of a fighting in a phone booth. And so I loved the teams had to run the ball more than they had passed. So give me snow all the time. I love playing.
Did it make you feel more like theatrical? You're at the center of a movie when you're playing in the snow because it's so visually inspiring?
Yeah. And it's just soft and fluffy. And it's just, you're right. It adds to the cinematography of the whole kind of thing, you know? So, of course, I was in the snow bowl, snow game as well, which was.
We've never heard about that on this.
Never once.
Nobody on this station ever talks about it. Love the snowman.
Love it.
All right. You may have just answered that question, but I'll ask it anyway, Ted. Are you glad that you played all 10 years in New England, or would you have liked to play a season or two somewhere fun, Miami?
Nope. Love it. Love it. Love it. Because my last year, we won our third Super Bowl. So I love just kind of 10 years, played with one team. My kids were born here. I'm raising my kids here. So I like that my career was in its totality in the same place.
Ted, what preseason prediction did you get the most right, and what did you get the most wrong?
Yeah, I was wrong on the win total. I started out at 10 wins, and everybody, I was getting mocked on my show, and And then I don't know. I didn't see Drake doing enough. And so I started getting nervous. And so I brought it down to 8 wins. So I blew that one. I don't know if this is really, prediction. But I wanted Drake May to have 3 touchdown to 1 interception ratio. And he's crushed that. So that was the only one I think I kind of got right. And I'll be honest, all the other predictions, who was going to be division, who was going to play in the Super Bowl, I've already forgotten. So I don't even remember who I said. So
Super Bowl matchup is still alive. I got Bills and Eagles.
Okay. All right.
So all right. We'll see how that goes.
That feels very likely.
Yeah.
We have a high chance of seeing the Chargers here for Wild Card Weekend. So I just ask you, do you think the Chargers should move back to San Diego? They have no fan base in L.A.
Yes, I do. The Dean Spanos family that owns the team, they've never liked San Diego. I don't know. I think it was, you know what it was? San Diegans don't want to pay for the stadiums. Right?
Really?
Right.
See, I always thought it was just San Diego people. Their lives are too good for professional sports. Like, they don't need to glom on to living and dying by their professional sports teams because they're like, I'm going to go out surfing.
There's an attitude about that. And I think that, people don't show up for games on a really nice day, because of you live, close to the stadium, you're close to the ocean. So I think there's a big part. I'm curious, do the Padres get big turnouts? Love their Tony Gwynn and Padres teams, but not. It's never been a rabid fan base, and partly because it's so transient. So many people that live in San Diego are from somewhere else, mm-hmm. and so they don't care about the local team as much as they care about their hometown.
It's like a
team.
Lot of the Florida teams.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So I would like them to move back down there, but I don't think financially it makes all that much sense.
All right, Ted, you played 10 seasons all in New England. Which of the 10 seasons was the most fun? This has been called a very fun season by everybody.
Yeah.
This season here, what was your most fun season?
I would say probably, golly, 96 was fun because we went to the Super Bowl. 96, 97, 98 were some fun years. But I would put I'd probably put 96 and then 2001, 2004 in there, and then 97, 98. So I'd go 96.
That's every single year you played.
He's ranking them.
That's five of the.
He's ranking
my
them.
My favorite, the 01 is kind of
01
special, man. Yeah. I mean, that just we came out of nowhere. We were America's team for 1 year, and we were underdogs to the greatest show on turf. That's pretty awesome.
We're going to mark the tape, and we're going to record this for the future. Give us your boldest prediction for 2026. It can be Patriots football related, or it can be anything in particular.
So, I was trying to think, and I looked at, I was like, what's UNC going to do this year? Are they going to double their win total, or will they win even as much games as they won this year? I'm going to take the under. I'm going to say they don't win as many games as they won this year.
Okay.
So they won 4 games this year. I'm going to say they win less than 4 games next year.
Damn.
Okay, so there was some wondering about, hey, is Josh Allen going to play this week because he missed a couple practices and we know he's banged up. I'm checking right now. Looks like he is. There's nothing about his availability yet, so he'll probably take 1 snap to keep his starting streak going, as we saw at the end of the year last year. Very similar. What do you think of maintaining these starting streaks like Josh Allen is trying to do right now?
I mean, there's once they get up there, really up there, it is kind of impressive. I mean, just to see the staying power. I always think I thought that was Tom's greatest strength. It was the staying power. Just the ability to show up year after year after year after year, doing the same thing all the time, same routines, and just showing up. So when someone has a show up kind of stat that is impressive, I tip my cap to those guys. So and I thought, what was it, the Orioles player? Who am I thinking of? Back the shortstop back in the day,
Cal Ripken.
I thought that was a pretty unbelievable kind of. Thing to accomplish. It just shows you that you have the ability to play at a high level for a very long time. Hats off to those guys.
All right, Ted, Mike McDaniels, coach of the Dolphins, considered sort of a weird, goofy coach. Who was the weirdest or goofiest coach you ever had, any level of football?
You know what? I had some weirdos, but I love them all. And, the weirdest ones I had were always my strength coaches.
Really?
Mad Dog at the University of Colorado, followed by Doc Kreese. Those are unbelievable strength coaches. Doc Doc Priest. Johnny Parker here was phenomenal. Boy, you had to put Ben Gay on everything all the time. If you didn't have Ben Gay on, you weren't ready to lift. Mike Wojcik, my strength coach. So all my strength coaches were the best and just a little offbeat, a little. But then I had a defensive coordinator here by the name of Steve Sidwell. And he walked around a big old cash register, and his hair, and he wouldn't get a haircut, and so he just had his hair would just grow in the back. And his belly was so big, and so when his chew spit would drop, it'd fall right on his belly. And so all his shirts, were stained right there on the belly. But just a funny, funny dude and a character. So Steve Sidwell, my D coordinator, and all of my strength coaches at Colorado in here were pretty good characters as well.
Tonight we see the Steelers and Ravens play for the AFC North. Apparently, according to Rap Sheet, Rodgers could return to the Steelers next season, Ted. Should Aaron Rodgers come back for another year?
I want him to go away. I do. I'm just so done with him. I would hate playing with him. I'd hate him as a teammate. I couldn't stand playing
with
him.
Which is weird because a lot of guys seem to like him, like in the locker room when they talk about him.
I don't get it. I don't understand. He just doesn't seem like a team-first guy. I don't feel, what was the teammate that came up from behind him? I know he knocked him down, but geez, maybe the way he reacted.
Oh, Roger Jones?
Yeah.
I don't know. He just seems, he's just wound up tight. You never know when he's going to go off. He's very, he doesn't seem like a guy that's like, can relate to all the players. He's like so out of this, all of his mind. He's played so long and he can't relate to the younger player. I'm done. Bye. Go. See you. Bye.
Seems like a terrible hang.
What's he going to do after football, by the way? What do we think?
Oh, he'll
do?
Get a job on TV.
You think he'll do TV?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
He wanted to be the host of Jeopardy. He wants people to look at him. Right. He's going to be on TV.
Okay. He would have ruined Jeopardy.
He would have sucked on Jeopardy.
He would have been so bad. Who's more important to have on the field as they both were practicing this week, Milton Williams or Will Campbell?
You know what? I think we know the all can answer the same way. I think it's Milton Williams. I think Milton Williams, clearly, I think he was the conduit from that D-line, that front seven, just when it comes to stopping the run. He brings an attitude. I loved his play, his effort. There's a lot of effort plays that I saw Milton Williams make this year, like on screens, where they got to turn and run, and he was setting an example from an effort standpoint week in, week out. And, you know, V-Lo did a nice job. I like the Will's coming back, but to me it's Milton Williams.
Okay. I think, like, if Milton Williams, Efton Chisholm, that 1-2 punch of effort guys on the team.
About it.
Robert Spillane.
Backbone of this team.
This Patriots draft class, love Ted, has guys contributing all throughout. Through early rounds all the way to the end rounds, almost every single guy that's been drafted this year has made some kind of contribution to this team. Where would you rank this Patriots draft class this year compared to however many you want to?
You know, I'd put it probably just outside the top five.
Okay.
You know, you know, that 03, 01 draft class is top five. I'd say that 93 team draft was pretty good. The 2010 draft. And then, I don't know, that 95, 96 draft was pretty good too.
It was a pretty good draft.
So that 95 draft had a couple of Hall of Famers in it. So
yeah.
I would say it's still got a ways to get in the top five, but it's just outside the top five.
I know there's like nobody left from the draft class on the team, but can 2024 crack the top five if Drake May becomes a Hall of Famer?
Yes, if Drake May becomes the player we all think, then I'll put him in the top five.
Drake May
sure.
And Joe Milton, both Hall of Famers.
Yeah, definitely. Remember the beginning of the season, or before the season started, when people were still mad that they traded Joe Milton?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Our
own Ken Laird.
Like Ken Laird, yep.
Dude, worst trade since Babe Ruth, he said. I mean, I almost drove off the road when I heard him say that. I couldn't believe that.
There was a guy either on Twitter or on the text line who used to crap on me and say Drake May would be Mac Jones 2.0. Joe Milton would beat out Dak Prescott at some point this year. I think Dak Prescott has started every single game.
You know, I think
good
Joe
too.
Milton,
good year.
If I had to guess, Joe Milton in his heart of hearts thinks he's a better quarterback than Drake.
100% he does. He's God not, bless. But he thinks it.
Yeah, God but bless. You have to think that way.
So. You have to either, as I think it was Mina Kimes said, you either have to believe like unbelievably in God, or you have to believe you are a God to play football in the NFL.
Well, I kind of like that line from Mina. Okay.
That is pretty good. All right. I think that's it, right? We got any questions? I think we're all good. All right. Top Ted list is over. Ted, great job.
Thanks, Bob.
As always, we have one thing left to do. And that is for the final time here in the regular season. Get real, real greasy. It's time for the Degenerate Gambling Hour. And it is one that has all sorts of weird ramifications here. Starters not playing, all sorts of weird lines and weird props. I can't wait. How about you, Sean?
It's going to be gross, and I love it.
I can't wait. All right, let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What up next? All right, we don't have a lot of time left, so let's jump right into it. It is time to take a look at the slate of games today, the final Sunday of the regular season, and let you know what our picks are. It is the Degenerate Gambling Hour, and it's right now.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is the time of the show when we get real degenerate.
I'll take the Browns and the points at +8.5.
So give me Geno and the Raiders.
I can't bet against Indiana Jones.
I'll take Tennessee.
You are a degenerate.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's an easy, easy Chargers bet.
So it's a terrible game, but it's the perfect game to bet.
I'm not sure. Have you, like, played football?
No, Mac Jones, not since freshman year. Backup gunner on the freshman team. But doesn't mean we don't have some opinions and thoughts on these games here coming up. Some wild point spreads. A lot of guys sitting. A lot of guys not playing. A lot of teams have already packed up the tent. But let's get right into it. Mego, and Ted's here, by the way. Ted doesn't usually
Ted,
stick around
in.
For this.
So Ted, I'm here if you need me.
Jump in Teddy. Anytime you want.
He's the only guy who can actually pick games that has, like, a winning record at all. Mego, what do we got today?
Okay, we're going to start with Colts at Texans, and I'll start with you, Shime.
Yeah, this game is gross. I guess I'll lay 9.5 with the Texans. It's Riley Leonard versus this Houston defense. Houston does probably want to win so that they can draw the winner of Baltimore-Pittsburgh tonight in the first round of the playoffs. So I'm going to go with Houston. I'll lay the 9.5.
Yeah, I'm going that way, too. I think Houston's just an easy team to root for. I think they can create some turnovers. Usually a division game like this, I won't go to 9.5, 10.5, but this isn't a normal division game, so I'll go with Houston, too.
Game with some interesting stakes that we discussed earlier in the show. Falcons can play major spoiler here. Saints at Falcons. I'll start with you, Arkham.
All right. I like the Saints here, honestly. A plus 4.5 or 3.5, depending on where you look. If it was just a field goal, I might think differently. But I like what Chuck's been doing lately. And the steam right now has New Orleans. 57% of the money is on New Orleans to cover the 4.5 or to get within 4.5.
Yeah, I'll take the Falcons here just because I think it's so NFC South that the Falcons would create a three-way tie and therefore the Panthers would fall back ass into the playoffs. But I think my favorite bet from this game, one of my favorite bets of the week, actually, Tyler Shuck, 230 plus passing yards in this game. He's easily cleared that number 3 games in a row, and it's been a clear message from the Saints. They want to try and get him Rookie of the Year. They're going to let him throw as much as possible in today's game. I like Shuck over 230 passing yards.
Good bet.
Next up, one with a huge line is Packers at Vikings. Shime.
I don't want to bet this game at all. I guess I'll go over 37.5 for the total. I'm not betting a side in this game. We're getting Clayton Toon versus, I'm pretty sure, Max Brosmer.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with that. I guess I'll go over and hope that some weird points get scored. I would also keep an eye on Justin Jefferson props. He's trying to get to 1,000 yards on a season to keep that streak alive. So that I would keep in mind as
well. Yeah, this is a weird one with the steam here for sure. 34% of the bets are on Minnesota to cover the 11.5. 59% of the money. So since I don't really have a dog in the fight here, I'll chase the steam and give me the Vikings.
Another big line is Titans at Jaguars. So I'll start with you, Arkham.
Okay, this one has Jacksonville at 13.5 over Tennessee. I think Jacksonville is clearly the superior team, but I also think that they'll probably pack things up. And I like the way that the Titans and Ward have been playing lately. I think that he's gotten better as the season's gone on. The line's so big that I think I'll take Tennessee plus 13.5.
Yeah, so these lines are massive. These teams have things to play for, which is why I like to look at the first half lines. This game, the Patriots game, the Denver Broncos game. Give me the Jaguars minus 7.5 in the first half, because if they get up big, then they'll bench starters as a chance Tennessee backdoor covers. But I like Jacksonville to get up big early. So give me the Jaguars in the first half.
My God, are you a nerd?
Yeah, 100%. You got to think, if you want to bet on these games,
line.
You really have to think hard about how
You're
teams are going to approach
these. You're a greasy nerd.
Yes,
let's go
am.
To Cowboys at Giants. Shine.
Yeah, I want to bet the Giants. I really do, because I think they are trying to find every way they can to not get themselves a top 3 pick in the draft, because they're a stupid franchise. But I'll take the Cowboys minus 3. Dak Prescott's been good this year. I'll lay the points with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing here. I think division game, obviously, home dogs. You know how I feel about those. But Dallas has just been better this year. The Giants, I think, are flailing. If it was any more than 3, if it was like 3.5 or 4, I might go New York, but I'll go Dallas, too.
Arkham, we have a sad State of Ohio showdown.
Yeah,
you have the
ever.
Browns at the Bengals.
Okay, so depends on where you look. 8.5 or 9.5 in some books I've seen. I'm not sure where it actually is today, but I know that the Bengals are getting 57% of the bets and 69% of the money. That's what I like, too. Sorry, Shador, but I'll go with the Bengals in a rout.
The Cleveland Browns have historically one of the worst offensive DVOAs in the history of football, according to Aaron Schatz's DVOA rankings. So I will take the Bengals, minus 9.5. For whatever reason, they've been excellent when they have nothing to play for so far this season. Give me the Bengals.
I'm going to go right to the Patriots game now, because we're getting short on time. So, Shime, Dolphins at Patriots.
Yeah, I think I really like the over 45.5. And as I mentioned in the Jaguars game, I love the Patriots first half minus 7.5. That's my favorite bet of the day. If you're going to make me pick a total game side, I guess I'd take the Pats. I think they just blow out the Dolphins and call it a season.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's going to be a blowout just like last week. And I'll take the Patriots minus 13. I might even tease it up a little bit if I think I can get some more juice there. But yeah, and I like the over in this game, too.
Okay, you want to do one more 425?
Hold on, can we have Ted pick a game, please?
Because yes,
we're here hey. Bloviating.
Do you have
meanwhile,
a favorite
the one
game?
Guy who's actually good at this hasn't said a word. What do you like, Ted?
I don't nothing really is jumping out.
How about Ravens at Steelers
okay.
tonight game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Ravens in that game.
Okay.
I like Derrick Henry in that game. Just keep playing him. Don't take him out ever. And give me the Ravens.
I can't bet against Tomlin as a 3.5-point dog at home with the playoffs on the line. Can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I think that hook could get him, too.
I just can't do it. I don't like the way the Ravens have looked this year.
All right. Happy picking, everybody. That is all for us here on Football Sunday. For Ted Johnson, Chris Scheim, and Mego, I'm Christian Arkand. It has been a very fun regular season. We don't know how many more shows we're going to have, but we hope it's at least 3 or 4 more. Either way, we'll talk to you next Sunday on Football Sunday right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.